Now let me ask you this morning, do you let the peace of Christ guide you in the way you deal with other people? Two of the most powerful men in the world 30 years ago were Charles Colson and John Ehrlichman, high-ranking officials in the Nixon administration. Both of them were indicted and arrested for crimes in the Watergate scandal. Both of them were sent to prison. But from there, their paths went very different directions. In prison, Colson accepted Christ and has ever since been a very powerful witness for Christ through prison fellowship ministries. John Ehrlichman rejected any offer of Christ and became a bitter foe of Colson. For over 20 years, he wrote defamatory articles and publicly despised Colson. Until 2 years ago. 1999, John Ehrlichman began to die of renal failure. He was placed in a home in Virginia. His third wife had left him. His kids would have nothing to do with him. A man that 30 years ago was one of the most powerful men on earth was dying in a bed in Virginia, and nobody would be around him except Charles Colson. And Charles Colson went to his bedside and told him he loved him. Told him he held no ill will toward him. And told him one more time about Jesus. And a week before he died, Ehrlichman, who could not believe Colson could forgive him, called him up. And Colson was able to see John Ehrlichman accept Christ. Now, why did that happen? It happened because one man said, I'm going to let the peace of Christ be the umpire. I'm going to be proactive. I'm going to take the initiative. And I, as far as it depends on me, I'm going to live at peace with all men. I'm going to do what Jesus would do. And what would Jesus do? I tell you, He would be a peacemaker. That's what He would do. And that's where it starts if you want your life to honor Christ, whatever you do.